Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. House of Earth and Blood, the first book in the Crescent City series by Sarah J. Maas, is a thrilling blend of fantasy, romance, and mystery set in a vibrantly detailed world where humans, fae, werewolves, witches, and other fantastical creatures coexist. This captivating novel, set in the sprawling city of Crescent City, follows Bryce Quinlan, a half-human, half-fae, as she seeks to avenge her friend's brutal murder. With the help of a powerful fallen angel, Hunt Athalar, Bryce delves into the city's darkest depths to uncover a sinister plot that threatens the very fabric of their world. Maas's signature storytelling, rich character development, and intricate world-building are on full display, making it an unforgettable start to a promising series. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the lush world of Crescent City. Sarah J. Maas has outdone herself with the creation of Crescent City, a melting pot of magical and mythological species. From towering skyscrapers to ancient ruins, the city is a character in its own right, one that breathes life into the narrative. The societal structure is deeply intertwined with the story, showcasing the complexities of class, race, and power dynamics among humans, fae, angels, and other creatures. The vivid descriptions of places like the Old Square, the Meat Market, and the Angelic Stronghold give readers a comprehensive understanding of the world's richness. The intricate world-building also delves into the lore of various creatures, their histories, and their powers, setting a solid foundation for the series' future books. Through Crescent City, Maas explores themes of coexistence and prejudice, reflecting real-world issues in a fantastical setting. Secondly, Bryce Quinlan. A heroine of depth and complexity, Bryce Quinlan is not your typical heroine. Half-human, half-fae, she embodies the best and worst of both worlds, making her a deeply relatable and multifaceted character. Her journey from a carefree, seemingly superficial party girl to a fierce warrior seeking justice for her slain friends is compelling. Bryce's strength is not just physical, but emotional. Her resilience, wit, and capacity for love and forgiveness make her a standout character. As the plot unfolds, readers see layers of her personality revealed, showcasing Maas's skill in character development. Bryce's struggles with grief, identity, and her place in the world resonate with readers, making her an unforgettable protagonist. Her relationship with Hunt, fraught with tension and tenderness, adds depth to her character arc, highlighting themes of healing and redemption. Thirdly, the intricate plot of mystery and adventure. House of Earth and Blood is masterfully woven with threads of mystery, action, and romance, keeping readers on the edge of their seats. The central mystery of the book, the brutal murder of Bryce's closest friends, is a puzzle that slowly unravels, leading Bryce and Hunt down a dangerous path filled with twists and turns. As they uncover clues and face formidable foes, the narrative explores themes of power, corruption, and the cost of justice. The book expertly balances the personal stakes for Bryce with the larger implications for Crescent City, ensuring that the mystery is not just about solving the crime, but also about understanding the deeper evils plaguing the society. This blend of personal vendetta and broader societal conflict creates a rich, engaging story that propels the series forward. Fourthly, themes of friendship, love, and sacrifice. At the heart of House of Earth and Blood lies the enduring power of friendship and love. Bryce's journey is significantly shaped by her relationships, particularly the bond with her best friend Danica, whose death drives much of the plot. This theme of friendship extends to Bryce's interactions with other characters, illustrating how connections with others can be a source of strength and healing. Furthermore, the evolving romance between Bryce and Hunt adds a layer of complexity, showcasing how love can both empower and endanger in Maas's world. The theme of sacrifice is vivid throughout the narrative, with characters making tough choices for the greater good, embodying the idea that true strength often lies in putting others before oneself. These themes contribute to the book's emotional depth, making it a poignant exploration of human and non-human experience. Lastly, the battle between light and darkness. Sarah J. Maas crafts a compelling conflict between good and evil in House of Earth and Blood, a battle that goes beyond mere physical confrontations to encompass battles of ideology and will. The antagonists in the story are not just villains to be defeated. They represent deeper societal and existential threats that challenge the protagonists and the world they inhabit. This conflict is interwoven with the narrative of personal redemption for characters like Hunt, who seek to atone for past sins. The struggle also highlights the shades of gray in characters' morality, challenging the binary notion of good versus evil. As Bryce and Hunt navigate through these murky waters, they uncover unsettling truths about their society and themselves, making the battle between light and darkness a metaphor for their internal struggles and the choices they must make. This thematic exploration elevates the book from a simple fantasy tale to a reflective, thought-provoking saga. In conclusion, House of Earth and Blood, Crescent City Book 1, by Sarah J. Maas is a must-read for fans of fantasy, mystery, and romance. With its rich world-building, complex characters, and intricate plot, it offers something for readers of all tastes. Bryce Quinlan's journey from grief to empowerment serves as an inspiring tale of resilience, making it particularly resonant for anyone navigating their own challenges. The book's exploration of themes like friendship, love, sacrifice, and the struggle between light and darkness makes it a profound commentary on human nature and society. Moreover, the blend of action, suspense, and emotional depth ensures a captivating read from start to finish, ideal for readers seeking an immersive fantasy experience that also tackles deep themes. House of Earth and Blood promises to be an enriching addition to any bookshelf. If you would like to support Sarah J. Maas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.